Blog Talk Radio.
Are not just for the young. Surely, surely they are not just for the young. We welcome you on this wonderful Wednesday, autumn evening, October 30th, to New Beginnings Ministries radio broadcast. We are on Blog Talk Radio, and New Beginnings Ministries offers this interactive Bible study every week, same time, same place. So we welcome you to that, to our study this evening. Tonight we have a special treat. We have a guest speaker with us, a guest minister. Her name is Elder Rose Cook. And Elder Rose Cook is a native of New York, but is coming to us from South Carolina. She sits under the leadership of her pastor, Bishop D.L. Russell, and worships at New Life Deliverance in South Carolina, in St. Helena Island, South Carolina. And so tonight we're going to sit back and listen and learn. We're going to open our minds and our hearts to receive the word through our guest speaker, Elder Rose Cook. Her topic this evening is the power of your tongue. the power of your tongue. So praise the Lord. Let's begin with prayer. Father God, we thank you, dear Lord, for this time, this evening, dear Lord, to set aside on the air, Father God, through the wonderful medium, Father God, of Blog Talk Radio, through the computers, through the cyberspace. So we thank you for this, dear Lord. We thank you, Lord, that as you have blessed this ministry, Father God, that you would bless those that listen to it, dear Lord, and that you would continue, Father God, to open up doors and avenues, Father God, for us to reach out and spread your word. We thank you, dear Lord, for all those that are listening now. We thank you, Father God, for those that will listen, that are in the archives, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, that you would just speak through us and teach us, Father God, how to be honest, Father God, how to be genuine, Father God, and real in delivering your word. In Jesus' sweet and holy name, we thank you. Amen and amen. Elder Rose, amen. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Good, good, good. Well, I welcome you and thank you so much for joining us this evening. And I'm just going to open up the calls for you as you indicate that you're ready to take questions and so forth, but I give you the floor now. Thank you.
Thank you. Praise the Lord, everybody. I thank God for this opportunity to share word with you all and the nation. I also would like to thank Elder John and his wife for giving me this time and this opportunity to share a word with you. So if you have your Bibles with you tonight, would you please go with me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verses 5 through 10. Jeremiah 1, verses 5 through 10. And it reads as follows. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nations. Then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I'm a youth, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. Don't be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day set you over the nations, over the kingdoms, to root out, to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. And the word of God is blessed. My scripture lesson tonight for tonight is, there is power in your tongue. Yes, there is power in your tongue. If you didn't believe that tonight. There is power in your tongue. So as we look at the scripture lesson, it lets me know that God gave Jeremiah, the prophet, a word in his mouth. The Bible says that Jeremiah was chosen before he was born, as we looked in verse 5. He was born before he was born. He was commissioned and set apart to do the work of the Lord. And when I looked at that scripture, I realized as people of God, we have been commissioned, set apart to do God's work. We have a job to do. He set us apart. He anointed us. He ordained us to do his business. The Bible says in Romans 9 and 21, the Creator know what use to make of every man before he makes him. He has made all for himself, and the same lump of clay designed a vessel of honor and dishonor. We all have a purpose in life, and that is basically to do God's work in obedience. God has given all of us assignment to do. But my question is tonight, are we really doing the assignment that God has showed us or given unto us into our spirit? Well, I say no, because when we look at the world today, and look at the body of Christ and Christians and people of God, we have begun to accept and compromise with the things of the world. What I mean is things are going on in the world and have filtered into the house of God. Things have been doing, people have been doing things and just like sugarcoating it, saying, you know, it's okay. It's a phase that they're going through. But I believe the devil is a liar because it's not ordained or authorized to be done in the house of God. God didn't ordain us to do those things. He ordained us to preach the word and tell people about him. Amen? Does anybody have any comments right there? Want to add? I open the floor right there before I move forward.
If you have a comment, if you press 1, you would indicate to me that you need that you'd like to be queued in. So on, if you're on your telephone and not listening online, you can press 1. Just signal by entering 1, and I will open up the lines for you. Now, those that are on the computer, you can send a chat. You can chat with me. And if you have a message or a question, you can enter it in the chat box, and I will receive it, and I will read your questions for you. Thank you.
Amen.
Okay, you can continue.
Praise God. So as I was stating, that there's assignment on our lives, there's a job that we need to do. I always say that my secular job is not my assignment. My first assignment is do the kingdom of God. Is to do the work of God, to go and compel men and women to Christ and bring them to the forefront of him. So it lets me know today that we all do have an assignment, and it's our job. It's your job. It's your duty to do what's right before the Lord. Amen. And as we go on to the verses, verse 6 and 7, then said I, O Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am youth. But the Lord said to me, do not say I am a youth, for you shall go to all whom I send you, and whatever I command you, you shall speak. And what God is basically saying is, in spite of you, Jeremiah, being a youth, yes, God knows that you're youth, but don't let that hinder you for obeying him. And I realize that people of God, that sometimes we allow things, not sometimes, we allow things to hinder us for obeying God. Oh, I can't do it today. I'm tired. I'm sick. Always giving excuses, saying that we cannot do this for God. But God is looking for us for our obedience. He's looking for us to do what he ordained us and tell us to do. The Bible says in Exodus 4 and 14, God was angry with Moses because of his excuses he gave. And one of the excuses is, the scripture says that he used Aaron and said, well, let Aaron do it. He speaks well. I don't have good speech. But God is not looking for that, because if he puts it in your heart, he's going to give you the words. He's going to allow you to articulate it in the way that he wants it to go forth. Amen.
Amen.
I believe it's time out for excuses. God is not looking for any more excuses. Like I stated before, the world is just in a disarray, and it's not time for excuses. It's time for us to go out and be a voice for God. It's time for us to be a mouthpiece for God, because a lot of our young people are dying. I can remember a time when I was a youth, it was always older people were dying. But now as I got older and I raised my child, I see that a lot of young people are dying, and it's time for us to speak a word into the people and the lives of the people. Amen?
Amen.
See, God has also given Jeremiah the roadmap, the direction. All he has to do is speak. God has given us the roadmap. As it's stated in the scripture, he says, for you shall go to all whom I send you. He's given him a command, and he's given them the direction where to go. I'm sending you to the people where you need to go. All we have to be, once again, is to be obedient. Follow God. Follow his assignment. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it also says, he laid it out for us. He laid the roadmap for us. All we got to do is follow it. All we got to do is follow the directions. Amen. I open up for any questions at this time. Any comments?
Amen. Area code 631, do you have a question or a comment?
No, just a comment to elaborate on what the elder was saying as far as the roadmap and as far as God giving Jeremiah the command to wherever he send the people to. That means God has already prepared those people's hearts. All we have to do is be obedient and follow the lead of the Holy Spirit of God to go through to our assignment, because the assignment, God goes before us, and he's already prepared. So all we have to do is just walk on therein. I like that. I like
Amen.
That, Elder. I was just elaborating.
Amen. If anyone else has a comment or would like to add, please indicate by pressing 1, entering 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will cue you in so that you can join the conversation as well. Otherwise, we'll continue with our lesson. Thank you, Elder Rose.
Amen. Just a piggyback in what the sister said there, that he has already made the way. He's opened the hearts of the people to receive you. That's enough to say, yes, God, I'm going. I'm moving forth because you already laid the way for me. When I go there, we know that the people are going to receive me. Amen. So as we move on with that, we go to verse 8. It says, do not be afraid of their faces, for I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. And as the sister said before, right there, God is your protector. I like that, because he is our protector. He is our God. He is our guide. Hallelujah. If God gave you a message to deliver, you must not be afraid of the faces of man. I want to let you know that, don't you know that when you don't give that message, that blood is on your hands? You are responsible for the word to be spoken out. The word shouldn't be dormanted in your spirit because it's not just for you. It's for someone else to be blessed. It's like when my pastor, my elder, my bishop, when he's preaching the word, it's not just for us to sit on what he has taught us and preach to us. It's for us to go out those four walls and tell someone about Jesus Christ and then bring them to the house of God. That's what we're designed for. We're not designed here just to do whatever we want to do, because remember, our life is not our own. It belongs to God. God could take us out at any time. So I suggest, and I believe, if there is a word in your mouth, do it. Don't be afraid. Speak the word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, and the Bible says in Acts 18:10, I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you. I have many people in this city. He got your back. You can count on that. The Bible also says, if God be for thee, who can be against thee? So if God is with you, you don't have to worry about anything. All you have to do is speak that word. No matter how hard their faces look, no matter how hard they didn't receive you, as long as you gave that word, it's up to them now. It's their responsibility to take that word and do something about it. But you plant that seed, and you gave the word that God has given them. The Bible also says he will never leave you nor forsake you. See, you can count on God and know that he be there with no question. Hallelujah. So when others forsake you, God is there. Any questions? Any comments?
Any comments, 614? Any comments, 216? Okay, thank you.
Amen. Amen. I always say when I preach, I said, whatever I say, because it's given from God, if they don't like it, if they don't like that, take it up with God, because God has given it unto me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. It's don't take it with me. Take it up with God, because God has spoken the word and given it unto me to give to his people. So it's important, as I stated before, that do not be afraid. Keep on doing what God has told you to do. Amen. Amen. And as we move on to verse 9, the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. This is a good one, because the Lord has given everything that you need. The Bible says, once he touched his mouth and put the words in his mouth, he was able to come forth. And by belief, when God puts his hands on you, you have the power and the anointing to go forth. We are the messengers for God. So if God sanctioned it, it's good to go. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Any comments on that? It's open. The floor is open.
Any comments? Amen. Any comments?
Amen, Lord.
330, do you have a comment?
Well, I find so many people that just aren't, they aren't listening to the word or studying the word. They seem to be running away from it rather than trying to get closer to God. And it just amazes me. In church and on the streets, you find fewer and fewer people, it seems, who they feel that any accomplishments they make, any things that they say, it is of them and not of God. And these people seem to be Christians that are doing this. And it just is amazing to me that this is happening in these last days. Again, I guess it shouldn't be, because in the last days, everything is going to fall apart anyway. So, what do you think about that? Why is it those people that are in church professing to be Christians are falling away?
Working up. I didn't hear what you said clearly.
Area code 330, would you like to restate the question, please?
Okay, I was wondering why so many people in church and out of church are falling away from the word. Even though we hear it, we study it, we should know it by now, those of us that have been Christians for a while, or at least profess to be Christians, they are falling away. They are following their own guidance instead of following God's guidance. And I'm just wondering why this is happening. And then when I asked the question, I really realized we're in the last days, so that kind of attitude would be becoming prevalent at this time. So I guess I'm answering my own question.
Yes, we are in these latter days and these evil days, and people are just doing whatever they want to do. People are really not going forth in the Lord. They're wavering. There's so many doctrines out there. And I believe that since we're in the last days, we are wavering with the doctrine. People are coming with so much stuff. And people are compromising. Like I stated before, people are compromising with other doctrines instead of listening to the real doctrine. And I believe that that's what's happening to the body of Christ and to people. They're listening to other doctrines that sound good in their ear instead of really listening to the true doctrine, which is the word of God and Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that lets me know that as leaders, as preachers, as leaders, people of God, that we must tell it. We must tell the truth. And that is by knowing the truth is by studying your word, Get in your word. Get in your Bible studies. Meditating on the Lord. Really seeking the Lord. And I believe by doing that, you know, we are able to speak out to the people and give them true doctrine. Because, yes, we are in these evil days.
Amen, amen, amen.
And there is a message out there, and we have to buckle down as Christians and get that message out. And like I said, if it's needed to lay before the Lord, to hear the Lord, because there's so many distractions going on in this world now that it can tear you to go that way. But we got no hope. We got to know what we know. We got to know that God is who he is and stand on that and stand on his word and believe in his word. Faith. Get that faith base back. If you have that little bit of faith, build up that faith. Ask God to help you build up that faith and get the wisdom of God. And that's what God gave Jeremiah as a prophet, wisdom. And that's what we need. We need that wisdom. We need to get that wisdom from God. If you're lacking it, ask for it, the word says. And he'll surely give it to you. Amen.
Amen.
Any more
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Are there any more questions or messages or, that you'd like to share with our speaker?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. I was wanting to comment on what the brother was saying, why people are falling away. And we know that in the Word it said that this too will happen, like he said. But also it is why the body of Christ seems like they're dull. It's because the relationship, you know, we can't just come Sunday morning or Wednesday night to Bible study. When the last amen is said, we need to come back into the presence of God, build a relationship with him, and then we wouldn't be so easily persuaded or swayed to the doctrines of having itchy ears to hear this or go there. We will be in such a relationship that the Holy Spirit would guide us and lead us. And as we're building up that relationship with God, no matter what comes our way, our foundation is sure. That's for the body of Christ. You know, we have to have that relationship with God that is second to none, that is first and foremost. It should come. That's all I have to say.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. We encourage your participation. We encourage the dialogue and for us to be able to share and to learn from one another. We appreciate it. And Elder Rose Cook, we thank you again. Would you continue?
Yes. Piggyback off of what the sister said as well, that's important for relationships. Yes, you must have a relationship with God to move forward. And I say an intimate relationship with God, not just a relationship like she said on Sunday or just one day, but it's a constant thing, being intimate with God, constantly, interacting with God constantly on a regular basis. So if you have that, there's no way that you can waver. So, yes, I agree with her. With that relationship. And we'll move forward. Now we have the last verse, which says, "See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down, to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant." And basically, God gave Jeremiah, the prophet, power over the word of God to set over the Jewish nation and the kingdom. He was set over them not to demand tribute from their, nor enrich himself with their spoils, but to root out, pull down, destroy, and yet withhold, to build and to plant. See, Jeremiah basically was to reform the nation and destroy any idolatry or other wickedness among them. See, this particular nation has some issues going on. And when I look at this, I see that our nation has some issues on that we need to root out, pull down, and destroy. Hallelujah. There's some things that there's some things that our nation is going through, idolatry, serving other gods. You know what the word said, that God is a jealous God. He don't like us to serve other idolatries. I use example. Sunday morning is the day of worship for most of us. We use the excuse, oh, I got to go wash my car, or I got to do this. You worshiping something else. We're used to worshiping the house of God, which was assigned to us on Sundays to worship him, to give him praise, to give him glory on that day. But we take everything else and say, you know what? I'm not going to worship God on today because I worked all week. I need to rest. This is my rest day. This is your day to go worship with the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
We should pull down. Pull down and destroy some things that's not of God. And also
Amen.
To build and to plant. We are, once again, we are living in the last days, as the brother said before. Wickedness is rapidly going on in this place. And we, as people of God, always say that there is power in your tongue. God has given you that. God has given Jeremiah that, to use what God has given us. And we need to use that power. God has given us the authority. He ordained us to do this. So, once again, our job is to do this, to bring down these things that's not of God. Amen?
Amen.
Any questions? Anybody have a comment on that before I move forward?
Any questions? Any questions? Any comments? All the lines are open.
Yes. Shouldn't we worship God every day? Shouldn't we take every day as a day to worship and praise him for the things that he has done just that day?
Yes.
Yes, I believe, yes, you do worship God every day. But when we wait. Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, being that he's the God that he is, shouldn't we worship him and praise him and glorify him every day, not just on Sunday?
No, she wasn't saying that.
I believe that, I believe what you said, that, yeah, worship is every day, and the Lord calls us to have a time of sanctuary, too, where we can be in his presence and receive from him and just, you know, just be there in his presence. But there's a lot to be said about the corporate worship, too. We're supposed to come together. And I believe that Sunday worship, you know, to think that I'm sorry, we're getting a lot of feedback. To think that Sunday is just enough is wrong. It's not, because it's not enough. You can't just, that's not a relationship. That's not relationship. You're just going, you know, before the Lord and you're in corporate worship. Maybe your relationship then is with those people that you're worshiping with, you know, that you're going to church with. But true worship and true relationship means that I want to be with you as much as I can. True relationship means that I want to talk to you. I want to share with you. I want to hear your voice. I need to know how you feel about this. I want to, you know, true relationship. Ongoing interaction and letting the person and the person of Christ into every aspect of your life, and that goes into like, what am I going to wear tomorrow? What should I eat? Lord, I commit my meals to you, and I thank you for this food. You know, all of it, everything for the job that he's presented you with, it allowed you to have. You know, even in the, like you were saying, in the secular, it may not be your calling, but the Lord has given you a position where you have a means to take care of yourself and a means to support the body of Christ. That's a blessing. That's something that the Lord ordained for you to be, you know, a job that the Lord has given to you, you know, and for people to think that, no, it's not God. I know I had a one of my bosses, and she had asked me what I wanted to do the next year, and I said, well, whatever the Lord wants me to do. And she said, well, no, I just need to know, like, what's your plan? And I said, well, whatever God opens up for me, it's okay. It's okay. And so she laughed at me, and she said, well, I didn't ask God, I asked you. And I said, but, you know, in my mind, I'm looking at her thinking, you fool, it's still God. This is a God thing. Wherever the Lord places me is where I'll be. So anyway, I hope I didn't get off the subject, but
no.
There you go.
No, because that's very true. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can hear you.
Okay, well, it's very true. People always think that they're talking just to you. But if you're saved and your faith is strong, they are talking pretty much directly to God through you. So why would they try to tie you down to something that you plan to do next year? If God doesn't give you permission to do it, then it's not going to be done. That is the fine simple of it. And those are the things that I spoke of before. It concerns me when these supposed Christians that I know don't understand. They don't have a fear of God. They don't have an understanding of what God can do to them. They don't, even though they read the word, they say the word, but they don't understand the ramifications of what his wrath may be if it comes to that point with them. So it bothers me that they are professing Christianity but doing the things that the world would do, thinking the things that the world would think. So that's the wrong way that they're going, and I think that should be taught from the pulpit.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Yes. If I'm understanding what you're saying, these things should be taught at the pulpit, and
everybody should be taught respect and fear of God. You don't fear him like you fear a man on the street that's going to kill you. You fear him in that you have great respect for him, which is what the word is saying to you. And they want to turn it around, as it would be today, as being fear of another man. That is not what is being indicated. But you fear God because of what he has done and what he can do and what he will do for you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Amen.
Well, I do agree with you to a point where people don't fear God enough, because, like I said, people just compromise with everything. Everything, you know, it doesn't matter to people anymore. Nobody has that real faith. Everybody's looking at everybody, what they're doing, and say, okay, if they're doing it, why should I fear God? Let me do it. You know, these people are looking at examples, and some of the examples are bad. Some of our leadership is bad, but there's some good leadership.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes,
there is. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. We can hear you. Come on, speak up.
Amen. As far as leadership, I know that in my church, I go to Mount Calvary Holy Church in Huntington, New York City, Long Island. I know that my pastor and my pastor, she teaches that. You know, she teaches not only relationship, but she also teaches how we should fear God. You know, and yes, we in the body of Christ have gotten lax. We've gotten lax. We think that it's not going to come our way because we're saved. But as my pastor teaches that, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, you can get by for a while, but you don't get away. You know, you reap what you sow. So for us in the body of Christ, it would behoove us to reap our relationship with God, to sow our relationship with God so we can reap the benefits thereof. And then go out. Amen. That's all I got to say.
That's right. And repent for those bad thoughts and bad things you may do daily.
Right.
Ask God to
right.
please forgive you. But if you want to see him, mm-hmm. you have to be repentant and able to hear his word.
That's so true. And I just want to put one more thing in that, is that all my pastor can do is stand and give the word of God as he's given it to her as the mm-hmm. under-shepherd. But then it's up to the people to decide, because they have free will, whether they're going to heed the word. Then it's on her. And like Elder Rose said, then the blood is off my pastor's hands or off your hands if you give that word and they don't receive it, or they do receive it.
Mm-hmm. Well, they don't understand what you're saying, probably. My wife says something that is really interesting. She says, it's an individual way.
Yeah.
That used to really upset me when I wasn't, I wasn't totally saved. But
mm-hmm.
it's understandable now. Everybody's an individual.
Yeah.
And everybody has to worship God direct,
mm-hmm.
because he listens to you individually.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what the sparrow is doing. He definitely knows what his people are doing. So we have to understand that we pray for God. We can pray for others, but pray for yourself first.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen. So as we go back to this, and everything that was said was good and excellent,
mm-hmm.
As we get back to the verse 10, and I'm at my closing here, Jeremiah, as it was stated, he was set over the nation to pull down, to root down and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds,
mm-hmm.
casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself
against
the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. So we are to bring these things down, these strongholds, and bring them under the direction of God. And we are to build and to plant.
Amen.
It also says he was to reform the nation and destroy idolatry to other wickedness among them. These people had vicious habits and customs which had long taken root. Mm. We have to throw down the kingdom of sin in that religion and virtue might be planted and built among them. Those who persist in their wicked shall be rooted out and destroyed, and those who repent shall be built and planted. Amen.
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 So we have a job to do. And as I say, there's power in your tongue. You got to use that. Use
mm-hmm.
that power that God has given you to root down,
mm-hmm.
pull down, and destroy, and to build and to plant. I can't say enough of that, because, like I said, we need this today. We need to pull down those wickedness things that's happening into the world. We need to break those habits and those customs that's been rooted in people. We need
mm-hmm.
to speak into that
mm-hmm.
and cast them out and take them back to the pit of hell where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
We got to fight. There's a warfare going
mm-hmm.
on, spiritual
mm-hmm.
warfare, and we need to activate that.
Amen.
Because the enemy, he's activating so much, he's doing so much, it's time for us as people
mm-hmm.
of God to fight
mm-hmm.
back, and we fight back through the word of God. No more laying down to what the enemy's doing. We have the power. He's the victim, and we're the victorious people.
Amen.
Because he died on the cross for us one day. He
Amen.
Shed his blood for us. So we have the victory. We no longer have to be the victim anymore, but be victorious. And see,
Amen.
The enemy tries to cause us to be the victim because of all things that are going on. He gets in our mind and our spirit. But we got to reverse that thing and begin to rebuke
right.
him. And plead the blood of Jesus over our lives.
mm-hmm.
and tell the devil, get out of here. We have the authority. The power's in your tongue.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
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 Good.
Definitely.
Good.
Praise God.
It's good.
Any comments there?
That's good.
No.
Any
comments?
Yes.
706. Mm-hmm. 216, are you with me? No. 216, but
Amen.
Somebody coming in?
I see a line spinning, but it's not opening up right now for some reason.
Beautiful.
330, do you have a comment?
Hello.
I'm seeing it spinning here online, but it's not opening up right away. Do we have any comments from 330 or 631?
Not at this point.
No, only that this has been a very good Bible study, and God has given us the power to speak those things that are not as though they are, and to tear down and to build up, because we are the spiritual beings that he's created, even though we live in this natural experience. But he's given us the power to tear down and to build and to plant and to uproot, just like the elder said, what the word is saying. But we just need to come together as a body of Christ. You know, we need to come together and know that we're the ones that world changers, not the world changing
yes.
us. We're
yes.
the world changers.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Has given us the authority to go forth mm-hmm. and to set in order his kingdom come on earth mm-hmm. as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because we are the portals
mm-hmm.
from the
Amen.
Heavenly from the Heavenly Father. We're the portals. And it won't get done until we get it right. And like my
Amen.
Pastor said, holiness is right. We have to be holy in this walk.
Amen.
Amen. I've heard that before.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. And then the last scripture I have here from Matthew 18:18.
Amen.
It says, surely I say to you, whatever you bind on earth will
Uh-oh.
Be bound in heaven.
Uh-oh.
And whatever
mm-hmm.
you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So that lets me know we got the authority to speak over things.
Mm-hmm.
We have authority to do whatever we got to do. Amen.
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 And as we stay in that relationship with God, in that intimate relationship, we won't have to be fearful. But we can pull up our bootstrings, and we can go forth. Like in Revelation, I was just reading also, where it says in Revelation 21, and then I'm just going to read in 21:8, where it says, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, what's happening with the body of Christ and why there is going to be such a great falling away is because we don't even think that it can happen to us. But you know what? When we're outside of his will and we go and do what we want to do, we're accountable.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that God won't have mercy and he doesn't have mercy. He gives us the opportunity to come back. He says in his word, if you come back to me, and I'm paraphrasing, I'll come back to you. That's why we're supposed to repent every day.
Mm-hmm.
Ask God's forgiveness every day. Because
Amen.
We can do things in thought, deed, or whatever, but we as a body of Christ need to stop being so lax. And it's not that we're so heavenly bound that we're not going to be any earthly good. But in that
well,
same
many
token,
of us don't even read the word, though. We don't read the word, and we go by
absolutely.
By what somebody else said, or if your only way of learning or receiving the word is from somebody that's on television who's not truly preaching the word, but preaching a compromised gospel, preaching something that's politically correct and, you know, milquetoast, well then they grow up like that, thinking that that's okay, that it's okay,
mm-hmm.
that everybody can do and be what they want. But
mm-hmm.
if you're not reading the word, you don't understand, like you were talking about with holiness, if you're not committed to holiness and if you're not looking at the way the word says that we present ourselves as holy, you're missing the boat. You're missing the boat completely. And so many of us, in the body of Christ, just like the churches in the New Testament, there's so many of us that are just going along thinking that everything's okay and that we're holy and we're not.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Exactly.
Amen.
Amen.
And somebody's going to have to be held accountable for that, too, preaching the watered-down word, preaching a watered-down word, leading people down a way that the Lord, I mean, some of the things that you hear that are going on now, you know, that are clearly against what the Lord has taught, clearly against the Bible, you know, even if you're not saved, it conflicts with Judeo-Christian, you know, morals and principles and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just shaking our heads saying, well, it's okay. That's just the way it is today. But it's not okay. It's not
right,
okay.
Right. That's what's stated before. Just compromising, saying, okay, it's a phase. They're just going to. No.
Mm-hmm.
So.
If it's not acceptable to God, it cannot be acceptable to you.
Okay. That's right. That's right.
If it's not acceptable in God's word, then it's not acceptable to you either.
Amen. That's right.
So,
That's right.
Well,
this was good. This was good.
Yes, it was good. Thank God for the opportunity. To share a little bit of word, what God has given to me,
Amen.
To you all. So I thank you for the opportunity, Elder John, and your wife.
God bless you. God bless you. So sweet.
But before you go, I want you to pray.
Okay. Praise God.
Okay.
Okay. Praise God. Are we ready?
Yes.
Praise God. Lord God, we thank you, God, for this time, God, this appointed time, God. We thank you for the word that went forth on today, God, that it did not fall on dormant ears, God, but fall on some ears that are going to do what the words say, Lord. Lord God, we ask, God, that you take out any fear that anyone has, God. Anyone that has a word in their mouth, God, we ask, God, we rebuke fear on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you cause us to speak a word, God, that someone may be healed, delivered, and set free, God. God, we know that the word is not to sit in our heart, but to bless someone else, God. So we ask this word, God, this power that's in our tongue, Lord God, that we begin to activate it, God, that you've given us to you authorized it, God, you ordained it, God, to come forth. You declare it to come forth. So we ask, God, that you do it for your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you bless each and every one that heard this word, that they'll have a life-changing mindset to do what's right before you, Lord God, and not compromise on the things of the world. In the name of Jesus, now, God, we ask, God, that you bless this radio station, Lord God, that you expand it, enlarge it, Lord God. Enlarge their territory, even the greater, Lord God,
in
the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for this radio station because it is a blessing to the people and to the body of Christ, God. So you begin to bless the leaders, the ones that are over this radio station on today, God, that you begin to meet every need to keep this radio station going, God. In the name of Jesus,
name
and
of
we
Jesus.
Thank you today, God, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 God
amen.
Be the glory.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Elder Cook. You have truly, truly, truly blessed us. We thank you, all of the listeners. Again, this was Elder Rose Cook out of South Carolina. We praise you. We invite you to join us next week, next Wednesday, same time, right here at Blog Talk Radio, for another continuation of our Bible study. We praise you. We praise the Lord sincerely for the blessing of the word this evening. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.